We're good. I just don't even know where to look. Cameras are all over the place today.
Encouraging to see a couple guys back on the ice, especially Vladdy. Looks like he's good to go.
So hopefully we've got numbers to choose from come tomorrow. But yeah, it sounds like the guys are pretty good.
You surprised to see Seti back on the ice? That looked pretty bad.
I don't know. Tough kid. Those injuries, you never know. I remember when Strawman's happened, it was much more severe than Seti's, but Seti's was still a pretty ugly injury. But that was the first time he jumped on the ice, so he's
still 2 weeks.
It's a little bit of time away, but it's crunch time now. We gotta try and get these guys back as fast as we can.
Is that a play on words, crunch time?
That's actually pretty good.
How about Stammer? I know there's still no timetable on him, but you see more and more progression out of him.
I do. I think part of it, too, is not only is it the comfort level with his injury, but now you got to kind of get back into it. I mean, he's in shape, but not, you can't replicate being out there in practice and grinding through and getting bumped and hit. So I think that's going to take a little time, but every day he comes off and there's no setbacks, so that's a really good sign.
Speaking of the crunch, I know you wouldn't have envisioned having this many guys in the lineup mm-hmm. at this point in the season, but the fact that they're really helping the team play as well as they have, is that kind of surprising with this many young guys?
I don't know. I can't sit here and say it's surprising because they're having a pretty good year down there. So you'd hope that, you know, with the success they're having down there, that some of it will translate it up here, and it has. So, I mean, probably the encouraging thing is that they're still continuing to win some games down there with all the guys we've taken away from them. So, you know, it's a tribute to what they're doing down there. But I think when you've got some of these players that have, you know, nibbled a little bit the NHL, and then they go back and you get a little bit better player when you bring them up a second time, and they're doing all they can to help us win. And but you know, ultimately we have to win now. You know, we've dropped our last two, and just tomorrow's game's pivotal for us.
Did yesterday's carnival accomplish what you hoped in terms of getting away from the game for a day and getting your mind off of it?
Yeah, I just thought it was really enjoyable, and to come in, you know, I think I said this yesterday to Kaylee, is it's an event where we're always surrounded by our fans, but we never really get to interact with them. And this was the time you get to interact with them, and just you get to see the look on a little kid's face and the excitement, that awe when they see some of these players and they're their idols. And it's just, I don't know, I thought it was just great to be around. And all the fans were just giving their encouragement, and they have so much belief in what we're going to do and making the playoffs. It was, it was enjoyable for me.
Maybe it speaks to just how that end of the season has been. Don't you think before that we were talking about a mid-March game against Arizona? Is that pivotal?
Yeah, it's funny how that works. You know, I look at years past when we had a little bit of a cushion trying to make the playoffs. You were still sweating it out. It was just a little different way. And the years past, you could drop this game that's coming up tomorrow and be a little aggravated, but understand that it's okay. You're well enough ahead here to make the playoffs. Well, we don't have that, and you know, maybe there's a little fear factor in the players here of not, you know, setting in, maybe not making the playoffs, setting in, and maybe that can be a little bit of an added incentive for us to, you know, to win tomorrow night. But I talking to the guys before practice today, and just the way they practiced and how hard they worked, there's a lot of fight left in the dog. So I'm looking, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow night.
Is that the saving grace? I mean, if you came up short, I mean, is there a measure of pride in the way this team is not desperate hockey, but played?
I don't know. I don't think there's any moral victories in not making the playoffs. We don't make it, we don't make it. We can pat ourselves on the back and say we tried.
Is that because of expectations before the season? Or
well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, their expectations, just because you're not expected to make the playoffs, does that make it okay if you don't make it? You know? So, it's I just think that, you know, here, how far we've gone, like, it is, we expect to be there. And right now we're on the outside looking in, and so that is what's, regardless of how we've gotten here, and we can sit here and say, well, it's, you know, people say, well, it's injuries or this. We're still right there, and we've beat some pretty good teams with the lineup we have, and we need to continue to do so. And so, you know, tomorrow night's where we're going to start.
Will you be glued into the Boston-Toronto game tonight,
or are you ignoring it? No, because my kids have a big floor hockey game tonight, matching up against each other, so I got to go watch that one.
That's a big one.